I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Spain is one of Europe's sick economies. The country has a high level of debt, an economy in the doldrums, and 22% unemployment. A new incoming government is promising reforms that will boost competitiveness. But there's at least one sector of Spain's economy that's performing well right now. Let's just call it the wellness industry. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
Seems everyone's complaining in Spain these days. Hotel owners say bookings are down, construction companies are idle. But on a Barcelona street, a tandem of beauty-related businesses thrive. The first is the Marco Aldani hair salon. Inside, a bank of chairs is occupied mostly by middle-aged women getting their hair washed, cut, and dyed. More women wait on seats by a window. The manager here, Patricia Marquez, darts from station to station, keeping her stylists and her clients happy.
La verdad, no nos podemos quejar. Tenemos suerte y es un buen salón y la clientela es...
She says the truth is we can't complain. We're lucky. It's a good salon, and our clients are faithful, and more keep coming. This is a place that thrives in Spain precisely because times are otherwise tough. Marquez says that's because people feel out of control and insecure. In Spain, she says, with unemployment near 23%, inexpensive ego boosts go a long way. She says it's about self-esteem. People need to feel handsome, to feel comfortable with themselves. If they don't look good, it doesn't matter what they do. You have to feel comfortable in your own skin. And Marquez says clients are seeking such comfort in her chairs more often as the economic crisis grinds on. According to a leading Spanish consultancy, the country's beauty industry is on track to grow 3% this year. The overall economy, by contrast, is flat. One client here today is Francesca, an auburn-haired retiree. She's on a fixed income, but she says she'd never give up her weekly coif. She says because of our culture and upbringing, we older women feel better with our hair done up rather than letting it get all messy. It's a question of feeling good about yourself. If it means spending $50 of your pension per month, well, we can allow ourselves that. $50 is a relatively cheap deal for the full treatment, by the way. Economists and sociologists say that makes treating yourself to a new hairstyle or makeover or manicure nearly crisis-proof. Now, two doors down, the Cinema Nails Salon. Haven't you heard about the recent survey in Spain? A client named Mariona asks me, showing off her polished nails. It found that if a Spanish woman were forced to choose between a meal or a makeover, she'd go hungry. It's even more true, Mariona says, given Spain's grim economic backdrop. The government is slashing spending from health care to education. The jobless rate keeps rising. One clue to explain why such gloom would cause people to spend more on their hair or nails can be found on the lips. That is, the lipstick index. It's a term coined by Leonard Lauder of the makeup giant Estée Lauder. Lauder says that in times of crisis, his company sold more lipstick.
Because in difficult economic times, women turn to cosmetics and beauty, and they turn to quality.
That was Lauder in 2005, speaking to the TV news network Russia Today. His index is hardly an airtight economic indicator, but Analda Santano, who runs the till here at Cinema Nails Salon, thinks it's accurate. But it's not just about the gloom, she says. She says people here realize one day the crisis has to end and that the well-groomed will be well-positioned when opportunity knocks. If your hands are a mess, she says, people will look at you badly. A woman should have her nails painted. If you're a man, your nails need to be smooth and without any flaking skin on the fingers. Haircuts for self-esteem, manicures for jobs that might materialize, businesses selling good looks and grooming come out on top. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.